The delightful sound of an egg frying in a hot pan. We Irish love eggs. As a nation, we consume hundreds of millions of them each year. For many, it's the perfect way to start the day.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
If you were listening to RTE Radio 1 this afternoon at 3 p.m, you would have heard another documentary in our Nature on One series presented by Niall Hatch. Niall is dominating the programme today. It was all about eggs, not about frying them and boiling them and eating them. It was more about the evolution of eggs. Where do they come from? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Why are they shaped the way they are? And why do some birds lay one egg while others can lay as many as 16?
What you're asking relates to what's called Lack's hypothesis. David Lack was the 20th century's greatest ornithologist. And I was fortunate to have him as my supervisor, at least for a few months before he unfortunately died. And Lack's main research interest was precisely the question that you're asking. Why do some birds lay one egg, whereas something like blue tits lay 15 or 16 eggs? And the answer is that birds are designed by natural selection to produce the maximum number of offspring that they are capable of doing, which is usually determined by the food supply available to the chicks. Something like a great auk, which we have an egg here, they just laid one egg. That is because the food that that great auk chick needed was a long way out to sea, and the maximum number of chicks that a great auk could safely rear was one. If you're a blue tit living in a bit of oak woodland surrounded by caterpillars on the oak leaves, you can easily raise 12, 13, 14, 15 chicks. And so each species has evolved a reproductive rate that maximises its output. So that's why you have differences between species in the number of eggs that they lay.
You mentioned blue tits there. Now, the subject that comes up is calcium. Mm-hmm. If you lay one egg, you will get by on the minimum amount of calcium that you need to collect for the egg. Whereas if you're going to lay 10 or 12 eggs, you're going to have an awful lot of calcium to collect. And calcium is a sort of scarce commodity, I gather, in birds generally. Doesn't this offset the advantages of, or does it?
I think if birds had been incapable of finding enough calcium to produce 16 eggs in blue tit's case, then it wouldn't have evolved. In something like a seabird, like a guillemot or a great auk, they're digesting fish and digesting all the bones. There's no shortage of calcium. And in fact, these two species, great auk and guillemot, lay the thickest shell relative to egg size of any bird species. That's because the egg is laid on a bare rock surface and it gets knocked around a lot, so it has to be very robust. If you're a blue tit looking to produce the calcium for a clutch of 16, you have to find snail shells or some other similar source of calcium. And they seem to be very good at that. And one of the questions I pose in my book is, how do birds find calcium? And I've asked calcium physiologists this question, can you smell calcium? And I think perhaps you can. I mean, it would be a very easy thing to test in captivity. You know, you'd just hide calcium at the time when birds need it in little boxes, and some would be controls and some would be experimental with the calcium in there, and you could tell whether the bird was capable of smelling it. Certainly if you kept birds in captivity during the breeding season, they have an appetite, a real appetite for calcium right at the time when they're forming the shell. And what something like a blue tit would do would be to go around on the woodland floor, find broken snail shells or sometimes fragments of bone, and they pack their gullet with calcium the night before they're producing the egg, because the shell would then be made the next day.
Calcium carbonate is white. White eggs are fine if you're a bird which lays them deep within a burrow, as the puffin and shelduck do, for example, where they're safe from prying predatory eyes. These species have never been under any evolutionary pressure to produce eggs of any other colour than white. It would make no difference to their chances of survival. For birds whose nests are more open and visible to potential predators, however, such as most passerines or songbirds, white eggs would be a major liability, sticking out like sore thumbs. The pressures of natural selection have led many of these species to add camouflaging pigmentation to the exteriors of their eggs, with the basic white coloration of the calcium carbonate shells being anointed with a dazzling array of different hues, from browns to reds to greens and even to blues. Essentially, the female uses pigmentation glands to spray paint these colors onto her eggs while they are still inside her oviduct. Not only can these added colors and patterns give camouflage to the eggs, they can also help the parents to identify them, something that comes in particularly handy when birds are nesting at high densities in large colonies, as many seabirds do. A case in point is the guillemot. These penguin-like brown and white seabirds nest on narrow cliff ledges around the coasts of the North Atlantic, including here in Ireland, often in tens of thousands. Being able to recognise your own egg in the midst of such vast colonies is an essential skill, which is why guillemot eggs tend to look so different from one another. The array of different colours and patterns is simply staggering.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. In that clip there, you heard our own Dr. Richard Collins speaking with Professor Tim Burkhead, and it was finished off by Niall explaining how birds' eggs get their distinctive colours. If you'd like to listen back to that documentary about birds' eggs, you can do so by visiting our website, rte.ie/